So, yeah. And welcome to the new Dominic Diamond podcast, where I literally talk to Dominic, and our topic of discussion is diamonds. So I've got this fella on now. He's got a weird little shaped head, and he sounds like he's in a bath. But I think he's in a diamond mine in South Africa. So, hello, is your name Dominic?
No. No. Who's this?
I am Dominic Diamond. I look at my accent a little bit gay.
Why are you ringing me? You trying to sell me something? This is a private number.
I am Dominic Diamond. You may know me from Game Master fame in the mid to late 90s. I think it was
on the late... Game Master? What are you trying to sell me?
I think I was on in the late 80s too. We had that.
Take my number off your mailing list.
You're confusing me now. Is your name Dominic?
No.
What the fuck is you on my podcast then? I'm literally in the top 10 diamond podcasts in the world. I've had Tim Apple on the phone asking me to host an Apple event, like, and he's got, what's it called? Game Master for Apples.
Yeah, but your podcast ain't as big as the Dominic West one.
Who the fuck's Dominic West?
He's a bigger Dominic than you. You're a little
he
Dominic.
I'm 5'2".
How tall is Dominic Diamond? We should probably establish that.
I've just literally just told
you.
How do you think I fit into Nicholas's shopping cart? I couldn't fucking do it if I was 7'9", could I?
You could bend yourself.
How big do you think his cart is? He's not talking to you, is he?
Yeah, he bought an XL. That's a big cart, right?
Are you telling me that Nick Blanch, if that's his name this week, because he's a fucking celebrity, he changes his name more than I changed my fucking underpants. I'm sitting here with the corpse of Patrick Stewart. Not Patrick Stewart. Who's the fucking Patrick?
Patrick Moore. Patrick Stewart was Star Trek, right?
I'm sitting here with the corpse of Patrick Moore dead. I stuck his head. I've just got it mounted on a plinth. And I've just sold it up every so often. I have to do his voice, but I can't remember what he sounded like, so I'm not going to attempt it now.
He's very posh, wasn't he? Very posh man.
I think so. He had a big fucking, like, a fetus on his face.
He knew a lot about stars.
I know, yeah, but if you're a multi-millionaire stargazer, right, go and get that fucking boil cut off your face, mate.
Maybe it was like an add-on he bought. Like it gave him power.
Give him power?
Brain power.
What is he in the venture? Oh, fucking hell. Anyway, I've got to go, right? Because Nick needs some chop pork and he needs some Asda's own brand vegan butter. I didn't even know to get that.
Is that a thing? Vegan butter? You can't get vegan butter.
Asda's own brand because Nick's a mince bag. So if I get the proper stuff by Laypak, the Laypak vegan butter, vegan butter, Nick will do his fucking kitchen because it's an extra 7 pence more expensive. So I'm going back in my cart. But stay tuned next week for the Dominic Diamond podcast, which we might literally invent later, potentially. Fucking hell, Colin. What's just happened?
I don't know. I got a phone call. I don't know what it was. Some madman on the other end talking about vegan butter, Patrick Moore's growth. I'm not really sure, to be honest. It's quite early to be getting, like, you know, calls. You know, it was a wrong number, maybe. I don't know. This guy rung me last week as well.
You say it's early. It's literally 9:30, mate. Half the day's done.
No, it's not, is it? I got up relatively early this morning, but it takes me a long time to get going.
Oh, your life. Your life is about to change, my friend. I've literally been up since 7 o'clock this morning.
7:30.
I've watched Servant, Apple TV Plus. It's getting good. Oh my goodness.
Well, there's nothing else on there, is there? No one has that Apple TV.
Everyone's got that. Loads of shit.
I've got to, no, turn it in. What's on there? Sell it to me. You've got 5 seconds.
Tehran. It's about Tehran. It's about a bird who's a spy.
Oh, shit.
Space mission Mars. Space mission. I can't remember what it's called. For All Mankind, it's a alternative reality where Russians land on the moon first and there's moon fighting on the moon.
Sounds like shit out of a 10-year-old boy's
on the moon. Captain America's in a murder trial thing with his son who murdered someone.
I thought that was all Disney.
He bops around now that he's not Captain America anymore. And then
I had to get a trial for that Apple Plus because I wanted to watch the Beastie Boys documentary when that came out.
Yeah, you should have kept your trial, mate, because they've done now is they're giving it away free until August.
I have ways and means of watching any show you throw at me without having the required subscription.
Yeah, well, they'll all be on there then. They'll all be in the underground. But that we're putting a podcast out now on Apple Podcasts. Tim Podcast, his ears have just pricked up. So the Apple police will be kicking your door in now.
Yeah, bring it. Bring it.
Twatting you with iPads. Fucking reinforced iPads.
I've got a whole armory here. I've got fucking assault rifles. I've got grenades. I've got rocket launchers. Tim Apple's dead, isn't he?
No, Tim Apple's the king of Apple.
Oh, Steve Jobs was the...
Steve Jobs is well dead. Is he dead or was he fired off into space in a big fucking iPhone?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Maybe. What? Maybe he's still floating around up there.
I'm recording the podcast, Lucas. Grace did shout at me.
He's gone behind the third wall there.
Eve's just come in to tell me that Grace has just shouted at me. Thanks, okay. Eve. I was here when Grace shouted at me. Oh, mate. I've just watched WandaVision as well.
You see, I don't really watch the Marvel stuff, so...
You're a fucking balloon, Ed.
It holds no interest to me at all.
Oh, my God.
We put it on, right, out of interest. Probably
WandaVision?
30 seconds, turn it right off, straight away.
Fucking hell. What did you start doing, mincing avocados?
Nah, I put something proper on instead.
What, like EastEnders?
Do you know what we're watching at the moment?
The Bill on UK Gold.
The Bill was a good programme, wasn't it? You had the same actors played like 30 characters. They just had to wait 3 months in between.
Sweeney,
a mate of mine, what are you watching? He got caught bunking off of school because of an episode of The Bill.
How's that happen?
Because he bunked off school because they knew The Bill was big. They used to film The Bill round here. And he bunked off school because they were filming The Bill. And a teacher saw him in the background on The Bill.
Dipstick.
So he bunked off. And
did he go get another part in 3 months? Go back?
Yeah, you have to wait for it. Apparently, I think it's 3 months. It might be 6 months, but I think it's a shorter time frame. If you played like a heroin addict,
yeah,
you wait 3 months and you can play like a lawyer or whatever it is, you know? So they were very conscious of like the acting environment. They recycled.
Continuity.
Yeah, yeah, but you know what we're watching on Amazon Prime at the moment is Sneaky Pete. Sneaky Pete.
Oh, okay. Let me just fire up my Amazon Prime. Now,
starts a bit slow, but it gets all right.
You turned WandaVision off after 30 seconds, but you've...
Yeah, but I don't watch all that Marvel Universe stuff. I don't know. I don't give a fuck about any of them. So why am I going to be
Stinky Pete? What does he do? Like, he's at the start...
The con man, mate. He's a confidence trickster.
Doesn't he stink that much at the start? Is he dead clean?
Yeah, then he stops showering.
The Hangover, The Complete Collection. Watch now. all three part Amazon Prime. Do what I want to get into. I want to go back to my youth and watch the Rocky films, but my girls won't watch them with me.
There's only one or two good ones, isn't there? One
fucking hell, mate. You're doing my head in. Number two's amazing. Number four's amazing. Number five is watchable. Number six is Balboa is heartbreaking. Yeah.
I did watch that. I did like that. Is that the one where he gets...
Stinky killed? Pete. Yeah.
No, Sneaky Pete.
Oh. Sneaky Pete. Stinky Pete. Love
Why is everything fucking voice activated in your house?
It's him. What's he out of?
He was Phoebe's brother in Friends.
Oh, watch that. There's a new show coming on Amazon Prime. I think it's the 5th of February. And it's one of these, the world is ending. There's meteors coming to crash down and kill everyone. Let's all get to the army base. We all know the secret location of the army base. Quick, get in our cars. I'm going to kill my family. I'm going to shoot them with guns. You got to let me in. There's no avocados left, man. One of them starts.
They're a bit hit and miss, Amazon. I think they've got a lot of shit on there. Every so often, there's a half-decent thing.
Got a lot of shit on everything, mate.
Yeah, true.
Chewed it. Yeah, there you go. I've added it. Stinky Pete is in my list.
Right, yeah. Stick with it. Like, he's a bit slow. You need to give it a few episodes. It starts. Bryan Cranston's involved in it. He's in it.
Maybe I'll just give it 30 seconds and I'll just switch it off.
I don't want to hear about no fucking WandaVision. I mean, you people are all grown-ups. What are you talking about? Watching fucking people painted purple running around. What the fuck's going on?
He's not purple. He's more like Liverpool red.
Well, whatever. You know, you get my point. Basically, you get my diss. I don't know nothing about that world.
You've got your dressing gown on. Doesn't mean you can diss me.
What's wrong with a dressing gown? Haven't you got a dressing gown?
Oh, I want...
It's not the weirdest thing in the world to have.
I asked for one thing over Christmas on my birthday. And it was an Asda George... £16 Marvel dressing gown with a hood, and it had all the Marvel characters inside the hood, so it was a classy piece of kit, nice and thick.
Yeah,
£16, sold out everywhere. Yeah, so I goes on eBay and I was fucking full of whiskey. I bought one for £31.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
Oh, mate, Kerry fucking flipped the lid, she literally flipped the tits off, so I had to cancel
the order.
Where is
it? You got it? Oh, you cancelled it. You can go and buy a nice dressing gown for a score. Why are you buying
I don't know what a score, like 2-1?
Score, mate, you know what a score is, come on.
I don't know what a fucking score is.
Teach you what money amounts are now.
Yeah? Is that 50 quid?
You know what a score is.
Is that a one?
20 quid, mate. Score's 20 quid.
Why is it 20 quid? What's the history there? What's the Cockney rhyme and slang there?
Well, you ain't paying me to come on here and tell you stuff. I'll give you a lecture when you pay me. Where it comes from, what about, you know, bullseye, right? You know what a bullseye is? How much is that going to cost me, mate? I'll do it for a bullseye.
50.
That's 50, right?
Yeah.
So what have I said to you? Well, I'll tell you what, that's a bit of a tricky job. That's going to cost you a monkey.
I've got monkeys in the garage.
You've got monkeys? You're a rich man.
Name your monkeys, mate. I've got... I can't name monkeys. I've got them little ones that throw poo at you. I've got them slightly bigger ones that are... I've got a baboon.
One's a fly.
I've got a sedated
One's a
baboon.
Fly. Like my beauties. Monkey's 500 knicker, mate.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell. I got monkeys. Do you want a monkey? I'll give you a monkey.
Next time you go and spend a few quid, right?
I've had a chimp.
When you update your new Apple MacBook and that, you can walk out there and say, I just spent 2 bags in the Apple store.
Why, what's a bag?
It's £1,000. Bag of sand. Grand.
Bag of sand. Grand. Oh, yeah. Okay. I like that. What do you say if you're going for a shit?
Pony. Which is also money as well. So you could give someone a pony, but you could give someone a pony, but you could go to the toilet and have a pony.
What's a pony?
£25.
Yeah, but how do you get to pony being shit?
Pony and trap, crap.
Oh my God, I could fucking not survive.
Oi, 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 oi. Oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't care. Oh, I don't care if he comes round here. I've got my beer on the sideboard here. Let mother sort him out if he comes round here.
I don't know what you just
Yeah,
said.
that's how we do it. That's how we do it. Chaz and Dave style.
I would die in London. If I lived in London for 2 days, I'd get my head kicked in. I'd be walking around saying, I'm going up the apple and pears for a monkey pony, and I've got a donut in me barnet.
Yeah, but that probably means something somewhere in London. So you might, but mind you talk about things like oat milk and shit like that. So in certain parts of East London, you'd be fluent.
Oat milk barista meat. I think they put washing up liquid in it. So when you heat the milk, it goes frothy like proper milk. Boom,
Yeah.
motherfucker.
Yeah, London talk.
Landing, calling. Oi, Gavna.
So then you must have like there must be colloquial sayings up in Liverpool that I don't know.
I'm like a shit scouser. I remember on the day one of train driving school, there was four scousers were senior management, and they basically come in to the classroom and it was like, oh yeah, talk scouse, Craig, like that. I can't talk scouse. I'm a posh scouser.
You're doing it now.
No, I'm not. I don't talk, lid. Do you say lid? What's
so
a
your
lid?
Head.
No. What's a lid to you?
Yeah, I suppose if someone said to me, yeah, like you say things like flip my lid, right?
Yeah.
That just means twist your head, doesn't it? Does your nutting.
Yeah, but what happens when I say, all right, lid?
Yeah, okay, that's a deviation. That's a derivative. Is it a derivative? That would be a derivative. So I don't, what does it mean?
Lad.
Yeah, is that just more like lazy pronunciation?
Yeah, I don't fucking know. But about 5 years ago, all the fucking bellends walking around with their fucking Gola fucking trainees that cost 200 quid and their fucking chinos and all that started calling each other lid. I'm like, what the fuck he's doing, mate? He's a lad. He's not a lid. So I'm the worst scouser ever.
You say la, don't you? All right, la.
No, not the fucking 60s. It's not fab and
well,
gear.
I saw on a TV once and you called the police the busies.
They are the busies.
The busies are coming.
The busies do come. Do you know what, since lockdown, we have busies driving up and down our street like it's fucking 1984.
Really?
Swear to God, mate. Fucking, they used to be black Mariahs, didn't they? Now they're yellow. Yellow Mariahs.
No, I don't know. We don't have. Do you know what? Where I live, right? The crime rate's fairly low, I think. And all we have is community support officers. You very rarely see, like, the real police. You don't see the feds very often.
We have the FBI and everything here. Cunt.
Yeah, the
oh,
CIA.
No, I should have said that. There's a tape deck somewhere in FBI headquarters in Washington, D.C. It's just gone, click, record. Just recording this conversation now.
He's gone straight on the phone. Sir, you need to listen to this.
You need to listen to this. There's a lid and a cockney white boy. And there's some strange cat with a speech impediment who's mining diamonds in South Africa.
We can sit on a top target, sir.
Our faces will be on wanted posters. The FBI top 100 wanted.
Wow, that's quite an achievement.
For crimes against podcasting, sir.
Crimes against podcasting, yeah, we probably are top of the list for that.
Let's just talk American for the rest of the show.
I can't, what sort of American? You've got
just
different
like,
accents, different dialects.
Yeah, well, you know, just like this type of American. God damn it, Sylvester. You're going to take that cat out? That litter tray's not going to clean itself, you know.
Motherfucker. That's American, right? That's how they say. Motherfucker. They've got a way of saying that fuck a bit. You motherfucker.
I'm going to go down to the mall. I'm going to get myself a Starbucks. As we say in the trade, a coffee.
Waffy, you're getting into New York style now.
I like my eggs sunny side up, and I like them over easy. I don't know what that means. Does that mean there's a little bit of
cum in them? What does over easy mean?
I don't know.
I know what sunny side means, but I don't know. What's the other? Why they make eggs so confusing? Like, you need a fucking degree to order some eggs.
I had eggs for breakfast this morning. You order did. Got two slices of wholemeal toast out the freezer because we freeze our wholemeal bread because only I eat it, so it goes mouldy. So two in the fucking toaster, bang. While the toast was cooking, I got me beans in the pan, woof, like that, woof.
What beans?
HP.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, rich. We do have Heinz, but I will eat a Sainsbury's own, an Asda own, or a Tesco own. I'm not a bean snob. But in this case, they were HP. Whoosh, in. What I did then, pan, hot. Right? And then egg, crack, wallop, crack, wallop. Two eggs on the top, lid on. By the time the toast had fucking cooked, the eggs were sunny side up on the top of my beans. My beans were bubbling. The heat had poached the eggs on top of the beans.
What? So you, hang on, let me, I've got to unpack this a little bit because I had a different scenario in my mind that involved a pan and a frying pan. So you put your beans in the pan, right?
Yeah. Got the beans nice and hot.
Then you cracked two eggs into the beans.
Yeah.
Now, that's not normal, but you say it like it's normal.
Yeah.
That's not what people do, Craig.
It is.
It isn't, mate.
Literally is.
Right, I tell you what, I know fucking no one listens to this, right? But there must be a couple of people, right? Maybe Paul Brill's listening to it. The guy whose name I forget who sent us a suggestion. Was his
Paul
name?
Paul Brill is listening to this now, right? In a lay-by, in the darkest highlands of Scotland, masturbating vigorously into a crisp packet. And it's quite a specific crisp packet. It's the crisp of champions, the crisps that won Crisp Wars, because since Crisp Wars, they're the only crisps he eats.
Well, I mean, I'm sure he's not doing that, just because it's something that you consider normal. There you go. I was just scrolling through to find someone on the Twitter feed. That's interesting. Mandalorian, you put a vote out. Mandalorian pissed all over that Wanda thing. So that says everything about it.
You know, after the episode, if I put that vote out now, wow. I'm not saying not spoilers, the spoiler police. But if I put that vote out now, wow. Why you gonna be done? Why you doing, Tommy? You're making me go all funny in my willy. My willy has gone all big in my hand, and I don't know what to do with it. And that is because the WandaVision has just made me go, wow.
Okay. All right. Well, look, back to the beans and the egg thing. So if you do listen to this, Paul Brill, is it Steve Wilson?
Steve Wilson.
I think Alan
Steve Wilson.
Wheeler is another guy.
Yeah. Right. Steve Wilson, right. And we've got
we want to know, is it normal to crack eggs into your beans while they're cooking? Give us a yes or no, because I don't think that's normal in any part of this earth.
Do you know what I've done for me tea?
No, I don't want to know, because it will be fucking something weird.
Okay, great. So, I'm in work later. I'm going to that London tonight, right? I'm the 1447. If you want to meet me in at Lime Street, anyone who's listening, with a oatmeal flat white from Starbucks, that would be muchly appreciated. I'm the 1447 Liverpool to London. I then get a two-hour break, and I'm the 1905, I think it is. Or maybe, I think the time's changed because we stop at Nuneaton now because of reduced service. So I get into London. So I've got 2 hours in London. So I'm going to that London. I can't remember what my point was. I've gone off on a tangent. Too many tangents in my head.
Well, I don't know either. You just said if anyone wants to meet you in London.
Yeah, meet me in London and get me some more coffee, I think. I can't remember.
Okay, well, that'll do, won't it? If someone meets you and buys you a coffee.
Yeah.
That'll be acceptable, I guess. Or you can bring them, you can go to a cafe and order beans and eggs.
Oh, yeah.
Cook them in the same pot, darling.
No, you've brought me back, my friend. You've brought me back. So what I've got for me tea, right, which I'll probably eat... what I'll probably eat cold.
Is this just you? Because presumably you're working, so your lovely wife and your daughters will eat separately to you. They're not eating this monstrosity,
They're in the house in Liverpool. I'll be risking life and limb to get key workers.
Are you taking this with you? Is this a packed dinner?
Yes. It's in a Tupperware. And like I've said, I'll get hungry about Milton Keynes and I'll probably eat it cold, right?
Are you allowed to eat while you're driving?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
What about if you get over, you know, you get a bit carried away with the thing you're eating and you lean on the dead man's handle?
Well, then we've got a cruise control button. We're laughing. We're sorted. Don't worry about it.
Don't give away this. Anyone can do that job then, can't they? You just got to press the button, right?
A shaven monkey. they took me on a shaven monkey. So, this morning, I goes into the fridge and there was a bowl of cooked pasta in the fridge that had been cooked in error because our Eve was doing pasta for her tea and then Kerry turned up with some tea for her last night, right?
Okay. All right.
Yeah. So I got a tin of beans. I put them in the pan. I got them hot. I dropped the pasta in to the beans. Right?
Yeah.
So it's already pre-cooked. So I just dropped it in, and then I cracked. I cracked two eggs over the pasta, and just put the lid on, and let it cook.
Why?
Because that's my tea. And then to add on top of that, when I get
like mackerel or something,
I've got two tins of mackerel to put on top.
Oh, mate, I don't really know what to say to you. You're not going to eat that shit, are you?
Yeah, I'll take a photo if I remember.
What is there that makes you want to eat like that? There's nothing. I don't understand at all.
Why?
What do you mean, why? Why would you put mackerel on top of something that's already a little bit strange?
Beans, pasta and egg is not strange, my friend. You've never stirred an egg through pasta.
No, I wouldn't even think of it, mate. The only time I might do it with rice, like, you know, scramble an egg up in rice, but...
That's egg fried rice. Egg fried rice!
It would never cross my mind to crack an egg into some beans while I'm heating them up. Maybe that's just me, my sheltered life down here. Maybe. We like to cook our eggs separately.
Yeah, that's why you've got pans coming out your fucking ears.
That's true, actually.
My tea pan that you cooked my tea in, when I took my tea out and put it into the Tupperware, I thought, oh yeah, fucking beans for breakfast. So I just put another tin of beans in. And so one pan has done two meals.
Yeah, that's a fair point. I mean, I'm quite excited actually because I've had a dishwasher in this house for probably 6 years and I'm finally getting it plumbed in, hopefully next week. Finally.
Fucking hell. Do you know when you start using a dishwasher, that what you'll find is you need twice as many things?
Why? Like what?
Because you would use a cup, drink some of your fucking fancy tea or whatnot. Yeah?
Yeah.
And then you'd put it in the sink and you'd wash it and you'd rinse it through.
No, you'd rinse it up and use it. I use the same cup for a majority of the day.
So what happens with a dishwasher is subconsciously you put the cup into the dishwasher when you've used it and then you just go and get another cup.
I see what you're saying. You've got to be more disciplined is what you're saying.
Yum. So what I'll often do is I'll use a plate for my breakfast. Generally, I'll lick it clean and then I'll use it again for my dinner in the old days. Now, there's only four of us in the house. We've got eight plates.
Yeah. No, I see. I get your point. I've got to be vigilant. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mind you, it's only like one of them half-size dishwashers.
Yes, those are, yeah.
Yeah, so you can't get that much in it. So I'm guessing it's got to be turned on, quite regularly anyway.
We do one a day, generally. Unless you do the roast dinner.
You know, we've had it sitting there, and we were like, there's only two of us, we can just wash up. But I've got someone coming round. I've got a mate coming round, cash in hand,
to help me
plumb it in, so, you know. You know, you might cost me a few quid.
A pony. A dog?
£500 to put a dishwasher in. What am I fucking having my pants pulled down there?
A dog? Will it cost you a dog? A Labrador?
No, a Labrador. No, a Labrador's like £1 million.
Oh, is it? Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Anyway.
This is the ZX Spectrum, a small, very cheap computer that's found its way into more homes in Britain than any other. Now, there are many, many games designed for the ZX, but not many quite like this one. This ingenious and educational game is called Micromouse Goes Debugging. It's from MC Lothlorien and runs on the ZX Spectrum. Good, eh?
They said it wasn't humanly possible. All the power and excitement of Nintendo right in the palm of your hand. Introducing Game Boy. It's portable, it's in stereo, and its games are interchangeable. Game Boy comes complete with batteries and the outrageous new game, Tetris. And for head-to-head competition, use Video Link and blow your opponent away. Game Boy, only from Nintendo. Now you're playing with power. Portable power.
What the fuck are we here to talk about, really?
We come for the console wars, son. We come for the war of the consoles.
Console Wars.
Yeah. The
9 movie franchise no one knew they wanted. Darth Vader's flying.
Fucking...
Oh, we're flying, mate. Today we're announcing the last set of consoles for the next vote.
Yeah.
And then we're on to the next round because we only did 16.
Yeah.
We only did 16. We didn't do 32.
I feel like we missed a couple of, we managed to miss a couple of big players off of there.
Commodore 64.
Commodore 64, yes, but you could lump it in with the Amiga, I suppose.
Sega Master
Very close
System.
Together, maybe.
Amiga CD 32.
No one had that.
I did. Sega Game Gear.
Well, we'll talk about that in a bit.
PSP.
Doing today. Possibly we're getting into handhelds. I know you can do that, but what about...
N64.
I'm a bit... Look, the N64 was a big console for me. But then I thought... What about the Wii? Like, everyone had a fucking Wii, didn't they?
Yeah, I had to poo this morning as soon as I got up.
Hey!
Oh!
What a joke. What a fucking joker.
This is what they're tuning in for. Paul Brill has just crashed into a ditch. Wow!
But, you know, we missed that anyway. They're not on it, so it don't matter. But, the Wii. What a console that was. Nintendo was thought of as forgotten before they released that.
I mean, I can. There they are. There, Quality Street Celebrations, Roses and Heroes.
Give me two.
Okay, stay there. We'll do. Yeah. I'll need my pen and paper. Right. No, I'll keep the wrappers.
Don't need a pen and paper. Just go and pick two.
Ah! Right. Stay online. I'm going into the Roses first because they are the grandfather of the fucking shit. Right. Look.
Yeah. Go on. What you got?
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Dairy Milk, classic. All right, classic. Dairy Milk, yeah.
And I'm going to go in here. Look. Going in blind. Quality Street.
Go on.
The blue one.
All right. Is that which one is that? Is that these? Give me the flavour profile.
So the blue one is Coconut Eclair.
Yeah.
So live on the pod now. We've got the Roses. Well, this should be disqualified, to be honest, because the Dairy Milk is in Heroes, so it's now taken out of the Heroes pack. We can't have it.
Dairy milk. Yeah. Classic. It's the best chocolate. Like you can take me anywhere in the world. You can take me to cacao farms, right? Anywhere in the world where they make all this, you know, fancy chocolate, right? Take me to, I don't care. Take me to America. Your chocolate is disgusting. Dairy Milk is the best.
It's going to cleanse my palate with some oat milk coffee. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a coconut.
Going in for the coconut.
The coconut eclair. Now, is it an eclair? We'll see.
Yeah, I don't remember it being an eclair type. Oh, yeah, I don't think it's an eclair. It's more of a nougat-y sort of thing, isn't it? Would you reckon? I mean, I'm not a big coconut fan, if I'm honest. So I'm quite biased against the coconut from the off.
I'm not a fan of coconut. However, you stick it into a dark chocolate bounty, and whoa.
Well, well, them two. What are you going with? There's only one winner in there.
Hold on, I'm just dying.
Coconut's trying to kill him. Death by coconut.
Ah, dairy milk all day long, mate.
Yeah, dairy milk.
So there's the first round, the first matchup done. That's what we can do. I've got the. You don't have to eat them if you don't want to. I know you're conscious of your body mass index.
I ain't got them with me. I haven't got them with me. I can't. You know, I haven't got them at hand. I'm in the back room.
Well, so next time we will have next time, right? You're pulling the two out.
I got you. Yeah, I got you, bro. Yeah. Don't worry, bro. I got you.
Yeah. So, console wars. Talking about chocolates.
What should we start with? So the matchup we had: Game Boy versus the ZX Spectrum, right?
Yeah.
Should we start? What do you want to start with? Do you want to start with the Game Boy or the Specs. ZX
Specs? Specs,
okay. Okay. All right. What do you know about the ZX Spectrum? Do I need my fact stack? I feel like you might know quite a bit about this.
I never owned one. Stuart Holland.
No, me neither.
And Paul Carter owned one. And they both had the standalone tape deck ones where you had to plug in your own tape deck. And I remember a lot of frustrating loading times, and then it'd crash because of whatever reason.
Yeah.
A little glitch, a little beep, and it'd fucking, and you'd see on the screen that it wasn't happening, and you'd go, oh, and you'd have to do a reset.
Yeah. Yeah. And then really frustrating. Like, it was released in 82, so it was around a while by the time video games or home computers entered my sort of stratosphere. Sold 5 million units, so quite respectable. But I didn't. Yeah. But yeah, I didn't have one. I had the Commodore 64, I had the Amiga, but a friend of mine had one, so we did. I did play on it fairly regularly, I suppose.
I mean, everything's the same, isn't it? The PlayStation is ultimately the same as it's the individual sponsors. Oh, not sponsors, the deals that they do that makes them unique, isn't it? So, you know, Mario, Sonic, that type of stuff.
Yeah.
The Speccy, I don't remember that having any exclusive content.
I don't know about exclusive, but I do remember a certain game that I'm sure was ported to other home computers or whatever, but it was, to me, it seems ingrained in the Spectrum, and that was, well, it was Manic Miner, but Jet Set Willy. That was a game that I'll always associate with that.
Yeah, Jet Set Willy. So we had that on the Amstrad 464.
Well, the Amstrad didn't Amstrad, that was Spectrum. That was the ZX Spectrum, wasn't it? The two companies ended up, one of them bought the other.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I think Amstrad ended up buying Spectrum.
Oh, okay.
So when things like the ZX Spectrum 2 Plus came out, which had the built-in tape deck, I think Amstrad owned it by that point.
Okay, sounds. Well, I can remember vividly going to Stuart Holland's house and playing Manic Miner, which was Jet Set Willy. The forerunner, yeah. Monty Mole.
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Spy versus Spy.
Yeah, I know. Well, the name rings a bell, but I don't remember the game. I must have played it at some point.
So it was you. It was a two-player game, and you were in a house, a side view of a house, different floors, and you would set booby traps for each other.
Right.
So it was a cracking little game, and it's a game that resurfaced on iOS a couple of years ago, but it was shit with the most of these games. Chucky Egg. Do you remember Chucky Egg?
Chucky Egg. Yeah, I remember Chucky Egg. That was quite a big one.
Chucky Egg's come out on the iOS recently. And again, they upgrade the graphics and the gameplay just fucking goes to shit when they do all that.
That was the thing. You can say these, because look, I mean, gameplay is all you really have with these kind of machines, because there was no graphics, right? There was nothing else really. I mean, that's the trouble, isn't it? If we went back and we sat there with the actual hardware and played Jet Set Willy now, I guarantee you wouldn't last more than a few minutes because you'd be so frustrated how shit it is.
Yeah. But that Jet Set Willy game, you would have played for six hours straight.
Yeah, because you didn't know anything else. So at the time...
The load times would... You know, now you go, this game's shit, and you press the reset button, and you put a new DVD in, or you put a new cartridge in, and
switch,
you get...
Switch, flip, 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 Yeah, that's true. And Jet Set Willy, it had one of these, it had, you know, like they brought out these rudimentary kind of ways of stopping people pirating games.
Yeah.
Jet Set Willy had like this weird code color card thing. And when you were loading the game, you had to put in a code that matched the color that the game told you.
Oh, I don't remember.
So it's supposed to, yeah, so that Secret of Monkey Island 2 had a similar thing, like a will. It was their way of trying to stop people just copying the games onto a blank cassette and playing it.
Oh, vaguely remember that now, like cut out wheel with, and like, it was like breaking the code.
Yeah, you had to like scroll it around to whatever the game was telling you. And then once you got the code, you could put it in and it knew you bought the game rather than just pirated it.
Now, Paul Carter had different games to Stuart Holland. Paul Carter was a petrolhead. Now, we had, I think it was called, and I found it, but it looks the same game, but I can remember it being a bit different. Lotus Esprit.
Yeah, I don't remember this. Obviously, I've never been into cars, so I've never got into any car games, really, apart from ones where you like might blow things up or smash things up, like Crazy Taxi or something.
Well, this was a car game where you were driving through the city streets. When you think about that, the graphics involved, fucking, you know, so it almost at this point, it had depth. So it was trying to be 3D, so you could see into the distance and the streets were coming closer to you and the houses and the buildings were going past you like that. And you'd be racing and there would be, I think it was spies or cops or something coming after you, but you could knock those people on ladders and stuff and you could knock them off the ladders.
Okay.
And
sounds shit.
Yeah, but I can remember spending hours playing that.
Yeah. Look, we've all played basic things. I mean, yeah, my memories of the system are really only those few games, Horace Goes Skiing and stuff like that.
Do you remember the FA Cup game?
No.
So you loaded it up. You picked what team you wanted. So obviously Liverpool. And then that was it. Each round of the FA Cup, it was you just pressed the space bar, I seem to remember.
It was just a simulation of like a draw simulation, like
And
you could have your own tournament thing because you could still find enjoyment in it because you were interacting with it, I guess, weren't you? You were creating the tournament or whatever. So you would have, you could have spent hours doing that stuff.
Yeah, but you weren't doing anything. There was something I can remember. Maybe you might have answered three questions on the FA Cup, the history of the FA Cup or something. And if you got them right, your team went through that type of stuff. I can remember the Match of the Day game. And I've included it in the show notes, as I've done with every console that we've mentioned, the link to a YouTube advert, selection of adverts. And I think it was that big Brian Moore, is he? Is doing like commentary on one of the football commentators.
Well, what does that sound like coming through a?
No, he's only doing He's doing the commentary on watching a Spectrum game of footy.
Yeah, yeah, but what was the sound like? I mean, it can't have been that clear because machines worked on.
He wasn't on the game. It was on the advert.
So
somebody off camera is playing the game and he's doing the commentary on watching the game content. And if you remember football games then, you always had your defensive screen, you always had your midfield screen, and then you always had your attacking screen.
Yeah, here we go, da-da-da-da-da-da-da, and yeah, move to the next part.
Well, you would run like that, and you would run to the end there, and then the screen would change, and then you'd be back here. Fucking boss. But then the biggest game was, that I can remember, spending hundreds of hours playing and getting blisters on my hand.
Go on.
Daily Thompson Decathlon.
Right, so I remember there's been so many versions of this and different franchise type things. So basically just think, you know, button bashing, isn't it? Those games were button bashing.
Yeah, but you had to put your hand on the top of the joystick and wiggle the joystick like that, left and right, left and right, left and right. And that's how you ended up with a blister on your
and
hand.
And if you were doing like a long jump or something, you had to like time it perfectly.
Yeah.
To do the jump. Yeah, there was, I don't think I had that one, but I had, there was plenty of other kind of Olympic based games.
And when you think about it, I mean, the decathlon is 10 events. And you had the 10 events. So, and it was all a variant of the button, pushing the button, timing, and wiggling. So if it was the long jump, wiggle, 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 push the button, the angle, 45 degrees, take your finger off, and off you jump.
Yeah.
You know, and then what else? The high jump, that used to be in it. The sprinting, obviously, the 800 meters. And they were all the same. The hurdles, 110-meter hurdles, wiggle, 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 jump, whittle, 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 jump, whittle, 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 jump.
Just kids sitting over a keyboard, like manically bashing two buttons as fast as they could.
And when you think about it, that was another way you could do the running. You could use for two buttons. How did these machines coped?
Well, I don't know. I suppose, look, they were like 8-bit machines. I don't know, like the virtual memories probably. But the hardware, I don't know, but they did, you know.
The hardware didn't fail. Now, if you were doing that on your MacBook, playing Daily Thompson Decathlon, going twat, 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 it'd last about 2 days.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, actually. MacBooks are pretty sturdy, but yeah, I wouldn't want to fire that up and give it a go.
So that's the first console. I
feel sorry for the Spectrum, really, because it's up against a fucking giant, isn't it?
It is. And it is for such a... I mean, it was basically, if you remember the first Spectrum, it was basically a keyboard.
Yeah, just a keyboard. Yeah, yeah. So it was kind of early days of programming. You could program games and stuff like that. Not that anyone did, but
was like a big credit card. You know, even... Like the Amstrad was a keyboard, but it was a piece of kit. It was, you could kill someone with an Amstrad. You could kill someone with a Commodore 64. They were a weighty piece of kit.
Yeah.
But the Speccy was whaffer thin. And
they had a Kickstarter fairly recently where someone was making like a remaking the Spectrum, like kind of like a retro sort of thing for people to buy, and like I think they funded it and it was getting, and then it went down the toilet and everyone had to get their money back. But people are interested in this stuff now, aren't they? If you go on eBay, you can buy a Spectrum for like 30 quid.
Yeah, I just couldn't be asked. I mean, I don't play games anymore, but
no, me neither. But some people, look, you know, I've bought loads of not loads, but I bought a few retro things over the years, a few consoles and things like that. Talking about that, let's move on to our next console.
So we've got the Nintendo Game Boy.
Whoa. So let's have a look, right? Like, this is a bit of nostalgia for you. Listen to this. It works.
Oh, hear that? Yeah.
All right, hang on. Bear with me. It's a little bit slow. Can you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tetris, baby, Tetris.
Yeah, but now you can play Tetris on iOS and it's shit.
It's not shit on this, mate.
But you'd sit
on the bomb.
You'd sit on that for hours still and play Tetris, wouldn't you?
Yeah, of course.
Is that batteries? Brilliant. Has that got batteries in?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's got four double A's.
Fucking hell, mate. That is old.
Yeah, it is. And actually, there's a problem with the screen on the left-hand side. There's something a bit wrong with it, but you can still play it. Like, I can still play a game of Tetris. I've got Super Mario Land there. I could play that. They're pretty hard, like, wearing, I think. They're quite well built.
Yeah, solid. It's a heavy, again, that's like a brick. You could kill someone with an original Game Boy.
So that's the Game Boy there, just the size. That's my phone, so...
Yeah.
I mean, it's... Look how thin it is compared.
I know. It's frightening. And that's that phone is 80% battery.
Yeah. Yeah, true. True, but yeah, you had to, like, prize it off. You got your four batteries there.
Yeah.
But... Look, it's iconic, isn't it? Like, just the layout from the Game Boy with the D-pad, with the two buttons, you start and you select.
You'd wear a T-shirt with that on.
Yeah, people do. People, you know, loads of, you know, that design's been mimicked relentlessly, hasn't it?
Oh, it's art. It's artwork. It's a fucking, it's iconic piece of artwork.
That's an 8-bit machine. That's the same as the Nintendo Entertainment System or the Master System. It's an 8-bit machine.
Fucking mental. So how many Game Boys did, because there was a lot of versions, how many of them did you own?
So I had the Game Boy that I got there. I had the Game Boy Color. I had the Game Boy Advance.
Yeah.
I had the DS. I had the 2DS. I had the 3DS. And then more recently, I had a Switch.
So I got involved on the Game Boy Color.
Game Boy Color was great, right? The Game Boy and the Game Boy Color, right? So there's a whole, if you put them together, they sold 118 million units. 118 million.
Yeah. And the game that did it for us was, this must be around, I want to say, 2000, the Game Boy Color come out. And it was Pokemon.
Yeah, you see, this isn't something I ever got into, right? But obviously Pokemon, I mean... Pokemon was on the original Game Boy too. If you remember, did you have an original Game Boy?
No.
Okay, so you got the video, like these video link cables, so you could play multiplayer Tetris.
Yeah.
Right? You just connected them up. And I think there was a Pokemon game that used that as well on the original Game Boy. But yeah, Pokemon. So it's nothing. It's something I've never played Pokemon. Right? I don't know anything about it, but it was massive, wasn't it? So you obviously know because you played it, but.
The first Pokemon games that I got into was, I can't remember. It was the red and yellow, maybe?
Yeah, they're all colours, weren't they? I don't mean to say, I know nothing about them. But all I know is recently there was grown people walking around with some app on their phone called Pokemon Go, walking around the woods collecting little monsters. Yeah,
I've never bothered with that. But then I got one of the Zelda games that was done into the colour. I don't know if it was the original Zelda game, just colorized.
The big Zelda game on the Game Boy was Link's Awakening, so it could be the color version of that.
And I think I actually completed that, which was one of the few crown and glories of my life.
Great game, big Zelda fan, right? I played every Zelda game. I think I've played them all, and Link's Awakening is a great game.
Phenomenal piece of kit. Tetris.
Did you have the camera with the Game Boy Color? With my Game Boy Color, I bought a camera that slotted into the cartridge.
Did it have a little printer?
I had a printer, right? So, you know, we were taking fucking selfies all the way back then.
I don't think I had it. So, what did you get, the folding Game Boy?
I can't remember which one it was. Well, the DS was a folding Game Boy. I didn't get. I know which one you mean. You mean the one that was like a little bit more square. Once you folded it up, it was.
Oh, it was proper square. Yeah. Now Kerry was in hospital with our Eve. She was having complications and everything. She was in Aussie for 5 weeks, so I bought her one of these. Now I sent you I'm just pulling up the picture to get the name of it. No thanks.
The Game Boy Advance
SP.
Ah, okay. All right, yeah, I never had that.
Yeah, so I ordered one online for Kerry because she was in Aussie, and they delivered it, right? But it was one of them where they just threw it over the fucking back fence. So I just phoned up and said, you haven't delivered it. So they went, all right, yeah, we'll send you another one. So I ended up with two.
You teethed it, man.
Yeah. So we had one each, and again, fucking phenomenal piece of kit. I can't remember whether, I think you still had to put batteries in the back of it.
Yeah, you would have to. There was no, I mean, I don't even know up until the point, it would have been one of the DSs that had like, that carried a charge.
Yeah, I don't remember the Game Boy Micro at all. So that was 2003. Boy Color was 1998. But I would only have got it in around 2000. We were on holiday with the Millers, and everybody was playing this fucking Pokemon round the pool. It was one of them. And then I think we had a Game Boy Advance for a little bit. Then I got the SP. Then the kids started to be. So it was the DS Lite. And again, what was the game on the DS Lite? It was the brain training, wasn't it?
Yeah, you had the brain training with a little pin.
Yeah, everybody was brain training to fuck. Everybody. And that shifted so many of them devices. Then obviously the Mario Kart on that was fucking phenomenal, because on the bottom screen, you had the map and everything. And then on the top screen, you had your game.
I don't know if it was the original DS or the 2DS, probably the 2DS, I guess, but you could play wireless multiplayer Mario Kart. So you could have four of you sitting in a room. I don't think it was like Bluetooth, maybe an early kind of early technology, but you could just sit there wirelessly.
Oh, yeah.
Four player.
We, as a family, you know, we all go to Scotland, to the Highlands every October. And this was before kids, really. There was only our Eve and our Grace. I think the others all started coming 2010, all the other babies. But we all the adults had a Nintendo DS Lite. I'm sure it was the Lite. And you could play against each other, yeah? So we used to play the Mario Kart against each other. It was fucking mental, mate. Grown adults. And the Wi-Fi or the Bluetooth was that good. One of you could go and have a shit and still be playing.
Nintendo, for me, Nintendo, they nailed the handheld consoles. Yeah. They nailed them. Like, even now, like the Switch, I haven't got it anymore. Actually, we sold it because, to be honest, it wasn't getting used very often. And like, you know, we're thinking, hang on, there's like a £300 bit of kit here sitting that we're not really using it that often enough to justify having it. So we sold it. But have you played the Switch?
Yeah, the girls have got one.
Oh, they're fucking great. They're absolutely blinding.
Fucking amazing piece of kit. But, you know, they don't use it. I should be fucking you off now and going and playing Mario Kart. But I don't. So even...
Oh, well,
yeah. Yeah, once you've gone through Mario Kart once and you've unlocked a load of shit and you're a grown adult, it just... I've got a 3DS upstairs, XL upstairs. 2012, they come out. I've got one upstairs
with
Mario Kart 8, is it, I want to say. And again, that should be in my pocket for work. And when I've got some downtime, I should be fucking playing games. But
I don't play them either. We bought a Switch during the first lockdown. I've had pretty much every Nintendo console to a point, and we got a Switch, and just really because I wanted to play the Zelda game. I wanted to play Breath of the Wild, which is fucking incredible. Incredible.
You've got to give it hours. One of the most heartbreaking things, and it'll come up in the next round, in the next thing, is the PlayStation, is me and Stuart used to give hours of our life to playing with each other. And it's such a lovely way of de-stressing.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but then you physically had to be in the same space and enjoy that space together. Like now, is it really a thing like that now with all the internet kind of connection? So do people actually go around? I mean, I know they don't do it right now because of what's going on, but do people just sit at home and connect through the internet rather than going around someone's house and sitting and playing a multiplayer?
Well, I mean, right, let's do the results of this and read out the comments, and then we'll do a quick little sort of chat on the next round, and I'll tell you what I used to do then with the PlayStation. So I don't know the results again. I haven't looked. I have not looked.
Well, I thought it would be like a proper landslide, right? Like a massive landslide. Game Boy, right?
It's got to be.
Everyone had a Game Boy and stuff. We've got 15 votes, right? That's without our votes.
The biggest.
And, like, the Game Boy got 53% to 47%. I don't know who's voting for the Spectrum to that degree, but that's close.
That's close, yeah.
So, and I mean, I would have voted for Game Boy, but...
I'm going to vote for Game Boy.
It went through, but it was a lot closer. There was a bit of love for the Spectrum. Alan Wheeler quite rightly said the Game Boy revolutionised the handheld market. It did. People talk about that. I read a thing recently where they, this article, and it was saying someone from Nintendo went to one of the big developers at Nintendo and said, "Look, I've got to tell you, we've just heard Sega are bringing out their own handheld console." So obviously, this is a couple of years later when they launched the Game Gear, and the guy turned around and said, "Is it colour?" And they said, "Yes." And he said, "Good, it won't work." And it proved to be true because the Game Gear, the battery life was shit.
Yeah.
It didn't have the simplicity of this.
Yeah, it took a fuck ton of batteries. the Sega fucking Game Gear, mate, is a cracking piece of kit. It was phenomenal, but the battery on it would just die. They had Tetris, the Game Gear had Columns, which was an equally addictive fucking game. And the Columns is on iOS now, I think, somewhere, and it's shit, because it's one of them that they fucking messed around with it again. I had the fucking telly add-on, which was about 90 quid, I seem to remember. You could plug it in, you could pull the aerial right out, but you had to have it hard, and you could watch analog television. So I used to be working in Aintree Booking Office with my Sega Game Gear on its little stand, watching footy on this little tiny screen. And it worked.
How much football could you watch on those batteries?
Well, not long, but that's why you had the power adapter. Bang, wallop.
You did have a power adapter. Yeah, you had one of those for the Game Boy, actually. But no one ever used the power adapter.
Because it's not portable,
everyone.
Then. It's not portable.
Yeah. It's not. Well, it is a handheld, but yeah, it's not portable. Yeah, listen, Steve Wilson, he said the Spectrum holds a special place for him. My first proper computer. Right, so that makes sense. Christmas Day was amazing, loading up Manic Miner for the first time.
Yeah, fucking phenomenal, mate. Lot of love for the Specky. There's no winners and losers in this.
Muzzy pops up. Paul Muzzy. Big up, Paul Muzzy. He said the Spectrum all day long for him. First ever computer, proper jizz.
Well, yeah. You're coming home from school. If you're a man of a certain age, I'm 47, it would have been a Specky and the Commodore and whatever. Fucking, yeah.
Yes, there was some love. There was some love for it, but ultimately, the Game Boy give it a whacking.
Fuck off. Get in there. Fuck off,
in the
Becky.
Bin.
You twat. Next round, we've already done the draw, save a bit of time. Well, it was the last two that were left in the fucking pot. And this is a fucking monster mashup. This could be the final.
Well, yeah, it's pretty big, isn't it? I mean, go on, what are they?
The SNES, Super Nintendo.
Oh, the greatest.
Oh, versus the new fucking kid on the block, the PlayStation.
This will be quite interesting because I know that you had a play, you know, you had a PlayStation. You obviously gave a lot of time to it. You got a lot of good memories of it. You talked about, playing it a lot. Like, I didn't have one, but I had a SNES, and SNES was a big part of my life for a while. So I think we're going to be on the two different sides.
I already know we are. Yeah. Very quickly, I'll just say with the PlayStation, what you're talking about there with the internet and the networking and all that, I'll save the bulk of it for the next episode. But basically, it was an event for me and Stuart, and it was wonderful. When our rosters matched up on a Friday afternoon, he used to finish a candy at 12. I'd be outside waiting for him because he didn't drive back then. His factory was like 2 miles, 3 miles from his house, if that. And we'd be bang, we'd be there, we'd get the games on. We'd go to Chippy, and they used to do a salt and pepper box fucking 20 years ago. 20 years ago, when salt and pepper boxes weren't a thing. And it was a bit...
pepper box?
Oh, it was like some chicken wings, some ribs, some prawn toast, some spring rolls.
Why is it called a salt and pepper box?
Because they do it in the salt and pepper spices.
Oh, okay.
With a little scoop of chips. So, and we would be there from like 12:30, say, until I used to, like, I mean, I don't think we had the two cars. Kerry used to come over, or so if I got the train over, Kerry would follow me over, but probably I would come home at about 6 or 7 o'clock.
Yeah. Yeah.
Spend all afternoon. And it was fucking brilliant. Some of the, me and Stuart recorded an album one week because we were bored. And that album still exists somewhere.
Is it still available? Is it available on Spotify or?
we literally filled a tape with karaoke songs, me and him singing, and we give it to our wives or soon to be wives as Christmas presents.
You didn't.
We did.
Did they appreciate it?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Some people don't appreciate art.
No, look, you got, it's amazing because it's part of all these memories and it generated all these memories, and we'll get into it more, right? When we do the next week.
Oh, yeah. I want this to be the biggest vote, people. So the Steve Wilsons of the world, get it retweeted. Get your mates to vote. Get your mates to listen. Let's get our download. Look, our downloads, we're getting less than 30. We're putting fucking... I know.
You told me we had 10,000 the other day.
Well, that was Dominic.
You think I'm coming on here for 30? Fucking mug me off.
Fucking mag me off.
I don't know, give us a retweet or something.
The boys who are interacting with us, you know who you are, right? Thank you, but go and just do 10% more. Just do 10% more. Just retweet it. Share it with your mates. Let's get this vote up. When we were doing the Chris Wars, we were getting over a fucking 100 votes, weren't we?
Yeah, but that's partly, I think partly this is... my laziness and my aversion to social media has like not helped that. So you know,
yeah, I'm running.
I take some responsibility.
Yeah, but I'm running about 7 fucking podcasts. You know, so that's same. I'm just as guilty. I'm not fucking bombarding people. We're all adults. The social media is to just get it out there, right? If you're all on the socials, do us a favour. You're listening.
Give us a retweet. Yeah.
Retweet.
Give us a retweet. Give us a comment. Give us a comment, ask your mates, what do you like? Do you like the stairs? Do you like the PlayStation? Which one's the best? And you don't even have to, you can just get a tally going for us. Go and speak to you. Next time you have a Zoom family call, ask everyone.
Yeah.
And then mark it all down and then tell us what the score was. Yeah. We'll add it on.
Bit of vote rigging. 200 of my family members voted for PlayStation.
Yeah, it's funny this. You haven't put the vote up yet, but I can just see that now the Super Nintendo's got... 10,000 votes. Amazing.
I forgot to put the vote up. You're fucking right. Fucking hell, cheers, Colin. Didn't want to mean shit next episode.
Nobody voted. I think I would have just fucking packed it in.
Yeah, just quit. Right.
I'm looking forward to it. I am looking forward to it because my Saturday afternoons for probably 2-3 years were all around my mate's house. SNES, go out, buy some records. Come back, put the new records on, and play snares while we're listening to the new records.
That was
every Saturday for years.
Yeah, exactly. Fucking brilliant. What would you do with that time again now? Fuck me.
Learn something, probably.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't change it. I wouldn't change it because it was great.
Exactly. Right. Go ahead.
Peace, love, and it's me, Mario. Give me a monkey or smash a fucking lid in.
When gamers came along, the planet laughed at us. But this is gaming in the future, and you haven't heard The Last of Us. Dismissing this is just an enormous fallacy. So open your mind and let it alter your reality.
Hey geeks, I bring a message from the future. There's a new revolution heading to computers. It's 73, but it won't be too long till we can get the TV to play a game upon. But it's time to break out of the house. The crazy days of space invaders await us. Arcade potatoes, what the shooting range for computer games. Arcade renaissance, pre-8-bit booming days. A new decade, welcome to the 80s. Pac-Man's the latest new craze, qubits the rage. The first personal computers let loose as manic minor grudge your time. As the fight is truly useless, elite gave legions of wee little boys a deep
until you fight a line on doom. Hijack your mind, your mama can't abide this. Night trap might lack morals, it's a moral crisis. What are we doing to our youth? They're shooting people glued to screens with super glue. Computers need to be banned when the laws broke. Ban manhunt, ban Grand Theft Auto. Try something musical, but if you've a sore throat, I have on your after. Tomb Raider, the tune invade your brain. Get in the way and you'll make it taste the pain. A sport's a game, all praise and it's hard fact. Then a game became a sport and its name was StarCraft. Kids used to play with dolls in a house. The Sims is the same but control with a mouse, yeah. Open worlds abound, already 3D. Hey, Matilda, Elder Scrolls and GTA. Wait till you see the scale of the monsters and bosses that you face in Shadow of the Colossus. Things are getting bigger, more decision, more maps. Millions of simultaneous players in Warcraft. All the people, so many people. See your whole family can get involved in Wii Sports. And more people means more money, more flair for big blockbusters, card modern warfare. Even more people, more freedom, more indie games. Limbo, Fez, Super Meat Boy, Brain, revolutionizing gameplay, a mind blast, constructing infinite disruptible worlds. Minecraft, gaming on the telephone, yes I know it sounds absurd. Fruit Ninja, Farmville, Reverse. When gamers came along, the planet laughed at us. But this is gaming in the future, man, you haven't heard the last of us. Dismissing this is just an enormous fallacy. To open your mind and let it alter your reality. When gamers came along, the planet laughed at us. But this is gaming in the future and you haven't heard the last of us. Dismissing this is just an enormous fallacy. So open your mind and let it alter your reality. When gamers came along, the planet laughed at us. But this is gaming in the future and you haven't heard the last of us. Dismissing this is just an enormous fallacy. So open your mind and let it alter your reality. When gamers came along, the planet laughed at us. But this is gaming in the future and you haven't heard the last of us. Dismissing this is just an enormous fallacy. So open your mind and let it alter your reality. When gamers came along, the planet laughed at us. But this is gaming in the future and you haven't heard the last of us. Dismissing this is just an enormous fallacy. So open your mind and let it alter your reality. Gamers, the world is ours. Now where shall we take it?
Hello, it's Dan Ball. That was me rapping, and if you liked it, you might want to go and check out the rest of my channel with lots of gamey, geeky raps. If you don't want to miss any, then press subscribe and you'll have them delivered straight to your inbox. I'd like to thank Ross Butter for making the video of that track. I'd like to thank Duncan Powell for the music, and I'd like to thank Tom Jenkins for bringing it all together.
Dan Ball, Duggleby.
This podcast is part of the After Dark Podcast Network.